Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and today we're talking about banks, which is a great subject because banks have lots of money in them. So I'm certainly glad that we're talking about banks in today's program.
Tom.
What?
These kind of banks don't have money in them. They have food in them.
Food?
Yeah.
You mean food banks?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought money banks were more important and more interesting to talk about. But you're right. We are talking about something called food banks today. What the heck is that? If you can't keep your food fresh at home, maybe you should consider sending the food to a food bank and they'll keep it safe and fresh there for you. No, that's not what it means. Basically, a food bank is a place. Actually, it's not really a place. It's just some kind of activity or some kind of social phenomenon in which people donate food to charities, and then those charities can turn around to give it to poor people or give it to the needy. That's why our article for today in today's feature is entitled Food Banks Feeding the Needy.
It is actually a place because people can donate extra food they have, and they'll store it in an area and then distribute it to other people who are in need. We're going to talk about how the food goes from a food bank to the needy. Let's get started. We're going to read through our lesson and then we'll be back. Although Taiwan is a developed country with thriving high-tech industries, it's definitely not void of hardship. The Ministry of the Interior determined that more than 2 million citizens live below the poverty line. As the needy often experience starvation, the amount of food wasted annually, an estimated 2.75 million tons, is disturbing. Taiwan's predicament is not unique, however. A UK study surmised that large amounts of food are wasted every year by consumers worldwide. And the food wasted is enough to relieve 100 million people of hunger. Taking a broader view of the situation, we can see food waste as a humanitarian problem, rather than a mere economic statistic. One solution is food banks, which were established to reduce this waste and turn it into possible benefits for the needy. Just as money goes in and out of a bank, a food bank accepts donations of surplus food as deposits. Later, hungry people can withdraw what they need to feed themselves. The first food bank was started in 1967 by American John Van Hengel. He used an abandoned building to store and distribute consumables. In 1975, the federal government provided his charity, St. Mary's, with the funds to open 18 branches nationwide. Based on his successful experiences, Van Hengel, a true pioneer in social welfare, went on to found the Global Food Banking Network. Taiwan is part of this network and has more than 20 food distribution organizations of its own. Taiwanese humanitarian Philip Chun gained experience with food banks while abroad in the U.S. and then returned home to support his fellow countrymen. He did this by founding the Taiwan People's Food Bank Association, TPFBA. Chun hopes his association will help eradicate food waste in Taiwan and at the same time lend a helping hand to the disadvantaged.
Okay, let's talk about food banks in today's program. Food banks are all about feeding the needy, and here we have the word needy with the word the. If we talk about a large group of people that have similar characteristics, like the rich or the poor or people who need things, then we say it this way, the needy. So we're feeding poor people, or at least people who don't have the means to get food. They might be starving because they're poor, because they don't have any skills, so they can get good jobs and stuff like that. So that's what these food banks are for, making sure that these people get something to eat.
Well, although Taiwan is considered to be a developed country, has a very thriving high-tech industry. Here, we know that. It's definitely not void of hardship. If you're thriving, it means you're doing very well. You're very successful. You're growing. You're flourishing. You're succeeding in something. I could say that plants thrive in the humidity and sunshine here in Taiwan. They do very well. Or you could say, oh, our business is thriving, which means our business is booming. It's very successful. Well, we've got some really great high-tech industries. If I use industry in the plural form, it talks about, I'm talking about specific companies. But here, I also can say it has a thriving high-tech industry here in Taiwan, is very successful.
Right. Industry can be count or non-count depending on the situation. And so, as you said, this is a high-tech industry, so it's countable here. And that has to do with high technology, computers, motherboards, wafers, electronic circuits, all that fun stuff.
Smartphones.
Sure, and it's definitely not void of hardship, okay? You might not think so if you've been to other countries in the developed world. You see all these beggars standing on street corners wanting money from people or food and stuff like that. Hey, brother, can you spare a dime? But here in Taiwan, you don't really see it so much, but there is definitely hardship here. And if you're void of something, that means you don't have that thing. It's impossible, for example, to run a business that is void of mistakes. You're going to make mistakes at some point or another. It's unavoidable. But here, Taiwan is definitely not void of hardship. So, yes, most people are doing okay, but there are some people here who have fallen on hard times. They're having difficulty making ends meet.
Hardship refers to any pain and suffering you go through. Here it's a non-count noun. A lot of people suffer through great hardship when the economy is bad. That's hard on everybody, almost everybody. But, you know, even when you're in a very developed country like Taiwan or even the United States, there are people who are suffering through hardship. Now, we've got the Ministry of the Interior here in Taiwan. That's a government department. It deals with domestic issues or internal affairs of a country. They have determined that more than 2 million citizens here in Taiwan live below the poverty line. If you determine something, here we're saying they've found this out by doing some research or by getting some information. This is what they've learned, that more than 2 million citizens live below the poverty line. Poverty is the state of being poor, and they have certain figures that they've set that if you earn more than that number, it means you are not part of the group of people who are needy. If you earn less than that number or figure, that amount, it means you're below the poverty line and you need some assistance, some aid.
I wonder what that poverty line is. Maybe 30,000 NT dollars a month? I'm not sure. If you're below that, you're below the poverty line. But don't quote me on that. I'm just curious. So, yes, 2 million people here in Taiwan, which is what? That's about one-tenth of the population, since Taiwan's about, what, about 23 million people or so?
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a large figure, I guess. Probably not as large as other places, but it's still large enough so that we need these charity organizations. And as the needy often experience starvation, the amount of food wasted annually, an estimated 2.75 million tons, is disturbing. So as the needy, I guess that means because the needy, or when you consider the fact that poor people often experience starvation, well, it's kind of hard to understand how much food is wasted. And that is disturbing. It means it bothers you. It's kind of hard to figure out. So we've got all these people facing starvation. They don't get enough to eat. They might actually die. That's what starvation is, not getting enough food in your diet to survive. So it's, yeah, it's kind of disturbing that so much food is just chucked into the garbage trucks or sent out into the fields for fertilization or something. And, it's kind of disturbing. It's kind of ironic.
That amount of food wasted annually was estimated to be 2.75 million tons. When you estimate something, you kind of give a general number. You don't have a specific figure or number. You're kind of making a good guess based on the information that you have. That's a lot of food wasted. I think there's food wasted around the world, though. It's pretty bad how we don't appreciate what we have. Now, Taiwan's predicament is not unique, however. When you talk about somebody's predicament or a country's predicament, just another word for saying a really difficult situation, something that's unpleasant that you have to go through. Sometimes you get yourself into some predicaments because you do something wrong. Some of these politicians that get into trouble are in predicaments because they lied or they cheated. They did something to get themselves into trouble. Well, Taiwan's situation, this difficult situation of having people who are living below the poverty line, is not unique. And the fact that that we waste food in this country is also not unique. Other countries waste food as well.
Let's go to the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Wales, up there, Northern Ireland. A UK study surmised that large amounts of food are wasted every year by consumers worldwide, and the food wasted is enough to relieve 100 million people of hunger. Now, if you surmise something, that's kind of an assumption. You suppose that something is true, but you don't really have evidence, but you think it's true. So they surmise this. Yes, indeed, it's probably true that this food is definitely wasted every year by consumers. Consumers are us, basically, people who use products and services. And, yeah, we order food that we don't eat. We go to all-you-can-eat restaurants and leave the restaurant with our plates full of food.
Ooh.
Or we let food sit in our refrigerator until it's past its expiration date. So, yes, indeed, we are wasting lots of food. And all that food combined in the world could feed 100 million people. It could relieve them of hunger.
Wow. A consumer is just somebody who consumes something, a person who buys goods and services. We're all consumers, right? Well, that's a lot of food that's wasted. Well, if you stand back and take a broader view of the situation, look at the big picture, we can see that food waste as a humanitarian problem rather than a mere economic statistic. So rather than actually look at the numbers and just say, well, it's a number, this is how high or low it is, it actually relates to real people. Humanitarian refers to things that help make other people's lives better. If somebody's a humanitarian, it means they spend a lot of money or maybe their own time helping out other people by donating things or just making someone's life better. They're a humanitarian. So instead of just looking at this as an amount of food that's wasted, think about the lives that could be changed if we changed the situation, if we didn't waste so much food. A statistic, by the way, is just a number that stands for or represents a piece of information. Here it's representing the amount of food by a weight that is wasted each year.
Like the unemployment rate, that's an example of a statistic. So we need to sort of back up and take a broad view of this. It's more of a humanitarian problem, and let's just not look at it as a cold economic statistic. Yeah, we've got the statistics, but yeah. We are letting a lot of people starve to death when we don't have to. Let's find out about food banks and how they're making a contribution to this problem, or at least trying to solve this problem.
Uh-huh.
We'll look at that in the next part of our lesson, but right now we're going to stop talking and let our Chinese teacher take over for a couple of minutes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下第一个空格句子写着 As the needy often experience blank one, the amount of food wasted annually, an estimated 2.75 million tons, is disturbing. 这里提到需要的人常常会经验到怎么样的情形，而每年浪费的食物又那么多，这样子的情形其实是令人相当忧心不安的。那么食物的浪费对照于需要食物的人，因为这些人常常体验到的是饥饿的状态，所以根据句意，第一题我们答案选 L 选项的 starvation 有饥饿的意思。第二个空格，于是就有人想出来，如果我们每年全世界消费者所浪费的大量的食物，它的量可以多到什么呢？第二个空格的句子后半部就提到 The food wasted is enough to blank to 100 million people of hunger. 在这里要特别注意一下这个介系词 of, 被浪费的食物足以救济呢每年一亿名的饥民免于挨饿。在英文里面我们可以说 relieve somebody of something, 指的就是救济某人免于受到什么之苦。所以第二题答案就选 C, relieve. 第三个空格的句子提到 taking a and blank three view of the situation, we can see food waste as a humanitarian problem.如果你以怎么样子的观点来看这样的情形，我们就可以把食物浪费视成是一种人道的问题。 当然了，把食物的浪费把它扩大的来看，不仅是浪费而已，而是人道的问题。所以是请你用一个更宏观宽广的观点来看。所以第三题答案就选 J, broader.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about our program today. We're talking about how to solve this humanitarian crisis, this humanitarian problem. We waste all this food,
yeah.
yet there are about 100 million people hungry every day. So let's talk about some solutions here, some answers to this problem. Well, one solution is food banks, which we have mentioned before.And these food banks were established to reduce this waste and turn it into possible benefits for the needy. That makes a lot of sense if there are starving people out there and there are people who just left a wedding banquet with all that food on the table. Hey, let's try to figure out a way to get that food to people who could really use it instead of throwing it into the garbage can.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?Well, we're comparing this, process of using a food bank to a real bank where money goes in and out of a bank. For example, here we're talking about a food bank accepting donations of surplus food as deposits. So a donation is when someone gives something to somebody else to help them out. So the food bank would accept donations of surplus food.Anything that's surplus means it's more than you really need. It's an amount that is more than the amount that is needed. If there's a surplus of food, it means the extra food that someone doesn't need. The food bank will take that extra food or surplus food and consider it as a deposit, something that it takes within the food bank and holds it until it's needed and others can take it out or withdraw it.
That's when you put money in the bank, basically. I'd like to make a deposit. Or if you want to take money out of the bank, you say, I'd like to make a withdrawal. So here they are considered deposits, and we're using quotation marks here because it's not really a deposit in the sense of giving money to a bank or putting it into your account.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like that. They take these donations of surplus or extra food, and then later hungry people can withdraw...Or I could say they can make a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
They can withdraw what they need to feed themselves. Makes a lot of sense, and hopefully this food is not beyond its expiry date.
Yeah. Expiration date. Yeah, that's important. Don't give them food that's already spoiled or old. That's really important. Well, let's talk about the history behind food banks. The first food bank was started back in 1967 by an American whose name is John Van Henkle.He had this idea. What he did was he used an abandoned building to store and distribute consumables. If a building is abandoned or anything is abandoned, it means someone has walked away and left it. They're no longer taking care of it. They don't consider it to be their property. So there was a building that was empty, and he thought, we're going to use that to store some of the consumables that I have so that other people, when they need them, can come here and get...what they need. If you distribute something, it means you're giving out things to people, you're delivering things to people. If you've been walking around on the sidewalks of Taipei, you know that people will often hand you flyers, little pieces of paper, advertising the opening of their new restaurant or store. They're distributing those flyers to you.
They're mostly for restaurants, I've found myself.Yes, they're distributing pamphlets or information. In this case, he's using this abandoned building to store these leftover foods and then to distribute these consumables to consumers, to the needy. And distribute, again, just means to pass them out, to pass out shares of something. And a consumable is something that is consumed, intended to be used up and then replaced by something else.Consumables basically just refer to food, basically. So I guess if you're poor, you'd have to go to this place and get it yourself. I guess they don't have the manpower to be sending these things to all the people sleeping under bridges.
Consumables also refer to things that aren't food products, like soap that we use to wash our clothes with, anything that you use up and that you have to go back and buy again are consumables. So he might store other things just besides food, maybe things like toilet paper that would be helpful for people. Well, in 1975, the federal government provided his charity, the organization was called St. Mary's, with the funds or money to open 18 branches nationwide. So the federal government got involved. Federal refers to a form of government where power is shared between a central government and then other governments in states or provinces like that. I know in the states we have, the United States, we have states, that's state government, and then we have the federal government located in Washington, D.C. So the government got involved and actually helped him out with some funds. They made some donations, our tax dollars, of course, to help him open up 18 more branches, 18 smaller places around the nation or around the U.S., which was great.
Nationwide, all over the nation, just like I said before, island-wide, nationwide, statewide, etc. And based on his successful experiences, Van Hengel, who is a true pioneer in social welfare, went on to found the Global Food Banking Network. Welfare just refers to a situation or a system in which people are trying to help other people out. Sometimes the governments have welfare programs. They give money and food and stuff like that to needy people. And he went on to found the Global Food Banking Network. And here, found is not the past tense of the verb to find. Oh, I found my keys. I've been looking for them all morning. No, here, found just means to establish something, to set up a company. You can found a company. And in this case, he founded the Global Food Banking Network. He set it up and they went international.
Notice the name here is global, so it's happening all over the globe, all over the world. Taiwan is part of this network, and this part of the network over here in Taiwan, we've got more than 20 food distribution organizations of our own. So here's somebody, Taiwanese humanitarian Philip Chun. He gained experience with food banks while he was abroad in the U.S. We don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was studying over there, but when he finished his work, or his time in the U.S., he came back home and he wanted to support his countrymen. Your countrymen are people who are from your own country. So what did he want to do? He wanted to help out. He did this by founding or organizing the Taiwan People's Food Bank Association. So we've got our own food bank association right here in Taiwan that helps the good people of Taiwan. His hope, his goal is that his association will help eradicate food waste in Taiwan. That's a wonderful goal. If you have some sort of goal, it just means something that you're working towards. And if you want to eradicate something, it means you want to get rid of something completely. Maybe you're going to destroy it. Maybe you want to remove something. You know, earlier on, we thought we had eradicated certain diseases like measles and
polio,
and now people aren't getting their vaccinations, so those diseases are coming back.
Polio is spreading in Syria now as a result of that war. Hopefully they'll figure out another way to eradicate that disease, to get rid of it completely. And that's what he hopes he can do. He can eradicate food waste in Taiwan. That's an uphill battle there. Lots of people waste food here, as they do all over the world. We just kind of take that food for granted, don't we?
Yeah.
And at the same time, he wants to lend a helping hand to the disadvantaged. So if you lend a helping hand to somebody, hey, you help them out, especially if they are in need.
Well, someone who's going to help us out, because we're in need for some more help, is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen now.
既然食物的浪费是一个问题, 有问题的出现就需要解决的方式。 第四个空格, one blank for is food banks, 其中一个解决的方案就是食物银行的概念的产生。 所以第四题答案就选I, solution, 解决的方案的意思。 第五个空格的句子提到, just as money goes in and out of a bank, a food bank accepts blank five of surplus food as deposits. 想想看，在银行里面钱存进跟提出，同样的食物银行也可以接受这多余的食物来当作是一种存款。当有多余的食物，就可以把它捐赠出来当作是存款咯。所以第五题答案选 A, donations, 这就是一种收入跟捐赠的意思。后面句子提到 ,later, hungry people can blank six what they need to feed themselves. 有人捐赠食物存入，稍后饥饿的人就可以提领这些食物，然后来喂饱自己。这也就是银行提取跟存入的概念，所以你要提取食物。第六题答案选 F 选项的 withdraw 就有提领存款的意思。而第一个提出这样概念的是一个美国人，他的名字叫做 John Van Hengel。 他这里提到 He used a M blank 7 building to store and distribute consumables。事实上还一刚开始是用怎么样的建筑物来储存并且呢来发放这些消费品，当然这样的建筑物是被人废弃的，它才可以被拿来做其他用途的使用。所以第七题答案就选 H 选项的 abandoned, 代表的就是被遗弃被废弃的。而有了他这样的成功的经验，我们来看到第八个空格这一句提到 A true blank aid in social welfare went on to found the Global Food Banking Network。 这个加拿大人呢，他是真正在社会福利上的一个怎么样，他就持续建立了这样子的食物网路银行。在这里我们可以称他为是第一个做这样子事情的人，则是一种先锋跟开拓者。所以第八题答案就选 B, pioneer。 在台湾也有类似的人来仿效他这样子的异行，所以在第九个空格后面句子就提到这个人他后来 and then returned home to blank nine his fellow countrymen。他看到这样的想法，就回到台湾来支持，那么帮助自己的同胞。所以第九题答案就可以选 E, support, 有支持跟帮助的意思。而这个陈先生呢，他这里提到最后一句 Chen hopes his association will help eradicate food waste in Taiwan,And at the same time, lend a helping hand to the blank ten. 他希望借由这样子的协助呢，可以帮助台湾根除食物的浪费，然后向这些弱势的族群伸出援手咯。我们伸出援手，当然就要帮助这些比较弱势的人，在英文里面指的就是 the disadvantaged. 所以第十题答案就选 D, disadvantaged.
That's it for today. Thanks for joining us. And hey, if you have a guilty conscience about not helping out poor people, make a donation to a food bank near you. I'm sure some needy person somewhere would very much appreciate it. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.